they, in terms of trying to come back, what's what was sort of your feeling after you had a play like that that sort of, you know, doesn't happen to you very often?
Yeah, well, you knew it was going to be a challenge from there. We've been in a situation before where we fought to get back in games like that. Last year we were able to, I look back and there was a couple times where we were able to. So you just have to do all you can to try to get back in the game. And I think we did that. We just weren't able to pull it through. That was a mistake. It was a 14-point swing, and it caused, you know, it created a lot of stuff to come back from. I think we all just got to keep our heads up, and it starts with me. And it started with me throwing the interception. It started with me trying to run the guy down and see if we could, you know, keep him out of the end zone at least at the half there, but just weren't able to. But I think it starts with me keeping my head up and just keeping that positive attitude to move towards and play the full 60 minutes.
A lot of no huddle stuff. It's the most no huddle you've done in a long time. Did you feel like, as you guys sort of knocked off the rust in the no huddle, that it was something that clicked a little bit, or did you think it was awkward, or how did you think about it?
No, I think we did some things well. We did some things we need to work on. It was obviously a little bit of a different situation, no huddle. You know, we weren't really mixing too much. We were kind of just going after him and throwing the ball. So I think when we were able to do that in the middle of a game, and we were able to, you know, kind of run our whole repertoire of things, I think it'll go pretty well.
Rex originally said that he thinks center is the most important position on the offensive line. That being said, how valuable is it to have a guy like Matt Burke, and how much does he help you out before the snap as well? And
it's definitely valuable. Not only for myself and him, I mean, me and him are kind of in constant communication and making sure that we see the things the same way, so that, you know, I know when I have to get the ball out of my hands, I know when I'm going to be protected. But the communication that he has and the way he has to filter it throughout the guards and the tackles, that's very important. So the importance is to have a guy that can do all that quickly and get it to everybody, relay it to him very quickly, so that we can kind of run at a high pace.
And that being said, not trying to get you in trouble here, but what do you think? What do you think is the most important position on the offensive line? Do you agree with the thought that it's center, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, you know. Center is the job. It's their job to be a smart player, and you know they are going to be singled with a nose a lot of times. So it just depends kind of what you're talking about. You know, obviously when you're dropping back, you know the tackle positions are pretty tough, and you know that's where the premier pass rushers are. But you know I think all the positions in their own right are pretty darn important, and I think it just all starts with the center. So I think that's why you can kind of. You can say that about that position. It starts with them. They make most of the calls, and it's their job to relay, you know, everything and get the offensive line on the same page. So it is very important.
When the team struggles, how much do you put of that on yourself and the position you play?
Oh, you know, as much of it as I can, all of it. It starts with the quarterback, and that's the position that's looked at, and you got to go look at yourself and see what you can do better in order to make everybody else around you a little bit better, and in order to get our team's win.
What is your hope individually over these next few weeks as the leader of offense? What do you hope to try to get done? What's your goal? How do you think?
Oh, I hope we go out there, we play fast, physical, smart, and I hope we win football games. I mean, I don't hope that. I know that's what we're going to do, and it's what we've done here, and it's just our goal. You know, my goal is to make sure that we come out here every day and work hard to get as good as we can get. You know, this week, next week, the week after, so that when we go lace them up on Sunday. You know, we're giving the teams our best.
How do you feel about the progress?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm confident. Our team's confident. You know, these are tough situations, but it's about how you stand up and you can't blink. And I think, you know, I don't know if we've necessarily been in this kind of situation in the past, but, you know, we've dealt with things that are similar and, you know, we know how to move forward and push through.
Joe, how would you assess your season thus far, and are you content with the progress you've made from year four?
I don't know if I'm content. I don't know if anybody's ever content. It's been an NFL season. We've played a lot of good games. We won some early, and we've played, you know, some good games and lost some late. And that's the way it goes sometimes. There's not really much you can do about the past. You got to just live in the present and move forward. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
I meant personally about your season.
Yeah, the same way.
Workload, his production. How have you seen him handle it this year? with all that?
Yeah, Ray's been great. I mean,
Joe, it's been a while. Three-game losing streak that I think you've been in maybe one other one in your career. Does this feel different? Do you remember the last time?
No, I don't remember exactly what the last time was, and I'm sure it doesn't feel too different. Three-game losing streaks don't feel too good, but at the same time, we feel optimistic about going forward, and we feel good about where we're headed this week.
Did you have an unresolved contract? This is the last couple weeks of your rookie deal. Do you think about that at all, or has it always been something that you've kept in the back of your mind or don't think about at all?
I mean, I'm sure it's back there somewhere, but it's not something I've really thought about or, really considered. I knew it wasn't going to be a topic of conversation during the season, and, that's just the way it was. I put that, I kind of just made that clear in my own mind at the beginning of the season and just moved on.
Are you still upbeat about them working out something in the off season or?
Yes, no doubt. I always am. This is a great organization, and you're always upbeat about that kind of thing.
Joe, how proud are you of the fact that you've made the playoffs in all five of your NFL seasons and have not missed a game?
Yeah, I mean, you don't think about it too often, but, it's something that we've been accustomed to here, and, we're just pushing, we're trying to, live now, work hard, and we're trying to just make that push to win more games in the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. I'm sure I'm pretty proud of it, but it's just not something that we really think about on a regular basis.
Joe, you talk about how the performance of the offense starts with the quarterback. Is there kind of a sense of pride? Do you feel that the way you guys kind of perform from this point on, a lot of it will kind of fall on your shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, it falls on the quarterback's shoulders anyway. It's no different moving forward than it ever has been. It's not always reality. When you go out there and play really, really well as an offense, it's because your whole team played really, really well. And, that's the way it's always been. That's the way it's going to be moving forward. And, if we go play well, which we expect to do, then it's because us as a group, our offensive line, our receivers, our running backs, our tight ends, myself, we all played well together.
Will you personally feel somewhat unfulfilled if you can't reach a Super Bowl?
I think when the season's over and said and done for, if you haven't reached the Super Bowl and won it, then you probably feel a little bit unfulfilled. So that's our goal, and we're not going to really look up until it does or doesn't happen.
There's been good moments for the offense this year. There's obviously been down moments as well. What kind of offense do you still view this as capable of being?
I view it as being a very, very good offense and capable of going out there and scoring 30-plus a week, and that's what we have to aim towards, and that's what we're going to have to do to win down the game, down the stretch here. We're playing a lot of good teams, and we're going to have to make sure that as an offense we go out there and we put points on the board.
Joe, are you looking forward to the challenge of going up against their defensive front? I mean, they have a ton of great pass rushers that are going to be chasing after you.
Yeah, they're a good pass rush team. They create turnovers, whether it's from those guys or guys getting their hand on the ball in the back end. So it'll definitely be a good challenge and an exciting one.
So the defense for a long time here has carried this team. Obviously, they've had a lot of injuries on that side of the ball, but what's the level of confidence that they can stand up, especially this weekend, against a good offense?
Yeah, I think they're playing really confident. I think they've played really well the last couple of weeks and really, really started to gain some momentum, even with, some of the injuries. And there's been times where they've let up some points, but I think with a lot of young guys in there and dealing with a lot of injuries, there's been, spurts where they've played really, really well and given us some good chances. So I think they're confident, really confident. All right.
Thank you very much. Yep.